And the person who will have to lead the city through future debates on things like public transit and development is the newly elected mayor, Kate Gallego. She will be sworn in today at an event at the Orpheum Theater, and KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins is there now as preparations get underway. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Lauren.
So tell us, what are you seeing right now? What's going on down there?
Well, we're in the beautiful Orpheum Theater downtown, and a bunch of people are trailing in to see this historic, you know, inauguration take place. I've spoken with a lot of supporters, a lot of campaign staff. There's a lot of people from the city here. I was a big honor guard preparing to do their thing, and a mariachi band is outside preparing. So looking forward to that later, as well as a lot of speakers and other people talking.
Yeah. So let us know who is on the docket, who is expected to speak.
Okay, so we are going to hear from newly elected Mayor Kate Gallego. Oh, and I'm very excited because we're going to have a poem reading from Arizona's Poet Laureate, Alberto Rios.
I thought the Poet Laureate was Tom Maxedon. Is that not right, Jimmy?
Well, that's our in-house Poet Laureate.
That's our in-house Poet Laureate, yes.
Definitely, yeah. But we'll be hearing from Mr. Rios, and then closing remarks from Governor Stephen Roe Lewis of the Gila River Indian Community. So all coming up at about 10 o'clock.
And Jimmy, also, just to, as we try to set sort of the atmosphere of this, is this something that does seem... You've been, you know, covering stuff for quite a while in your career. Does it seem like an especially celebratory kind of morning? Do people seem, because this does seem like it has a chance to be a real nonpartisan event, which is rare in politics these days.
Yeah, everyone here is obviously in a great mood, a lot of supporters. But to go a little into what you're talking about there, I've spoken with several different community members. One of them was Donna Reiner from the Coronado neighborhood. She says she worked and volunteered and, you know, contributed money, told friends about Kate Gallego. But the most important issue to her is public transportation. She sees this as like an administration as like a win for public transportation in general. So she's really excited about that. A couple of other people I spoke with too, that was like their first issue. So I think people are thinking more about like the future of the city and the possibility for it to grow and change. Another thing I wanted to tell you about Mrs. Reiner too, she likes that Kate Gallego is a younger candidate. She has nearing retirement age, has lived in Arizona for 35 years, but she talked about how she liked a younger candidate who has different experiences than her, but she's willing to talk with older.
That was KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. It looks like we just lost his connection, but down there at the Orpheum Theater, where newly elected Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is about to be inaugurated.